All you which lay claim to a good fellow's name, and yet do not prove yourself so, give ear to this thing, the which I will sing, wherein I most plainly will show, with proof and good ground, those fellows profound, that unto the alewives are true, in drinking their drink, and paying their chink, oh, such a good fellow's true blue. But otherwise he, that brabbling will be, about any trifle to pay. When that he doth know, he so much doth owe, yet basely will shrink his way, or bring the sum less, disparaging guess, which willing would pay all that's due. His company I detest and defy, because that he is not true blue. Some chaps are so nimble, they'll sit and lick the wimble, but when that the reckoning's to pay, away they will sneak, and not a word speak, all which is approved each day. The which, having seen, do draw me with spleen, to lay open unto your view the honest good fellow, who though he be mellow, in every kind is true blue. He's of the right mold, that spares not his gold, mongst those good fellows that lack. If that they will drink, he'll part with his chink, and looks not for any haunt back. But his well consent, his money is spent, among such a jovial crew. And these are the parts, and chiefest desarts, that shows a good fellow true blue. Such difference I do daily descry amongst the conditions of men. Some given are to fight, some in singing delight. Pray, what shall be censured then? Why, truly my mind to him is inclined, by whom unto mirth I am drew. For much I do hate he that breedeth debate, but give me a fellow true blue. There's some of that mind, when that they do find a man that is jovial and free, they'll drink and they'll call, but he must pay all, or else undischarged it must be. One being served so, no more will I go into such a frivolous crew. And so I'll advise all those that are wise, because that they are not true blue. Acquaint thyself then with these honest men, as I unto thee will explain. By tokens aright, to quicken thy sight, that they all base tricks do disdain. First look on his nose, then mayst thou suppose, by the color that's on it is true, that over good ale he tells no long tale, but such a good fellow's true blue. So likewise is he that loving will be unto his co-partners at need, in giving them drink, when as they want chink, then necessity for to feed. Though precious and rare such company are, yet give the deservers their due. For some without blame deserveth the name of that's a good fellow true blue. But of all and some, I yet am not come to tell you the happiest state of him that can thus be merry with us, and yet that vile sin for to hate, of whoring and dice, the which is a trice, brings body and soul for to rue. He's happily blessed that them doth detest for such a good fellow's true blue. The wasting of time is but a small crime to that which I told you before. Yet I must confess the truth to express, good fellows are commonly poor. But P.O. for that, I leave off such chat, for while that the brewers do brew, I thus far presage, until the last age, there will be good fellows true blue. And thus I have shown to what we are prone, I hope I shall purchase no blame among any such that have the best touch of love to a good fellow's name. For to no ill end this theme have I penned, but only to set to your view the difference between a puny so green and he that is honest true blue. I fear not the frown of a penurious clown, which if he but 12 pence do spend in ale or in wine, he so will repine, his garters must then be his end. But now to conclude, my verse is so rude, a health I'll begin of anew. To every kind blade that is not dismayed to be a good fellow true blue.